Hey foodies, welcome to Cooking and Shipping. Let's make some white forest cake. And this is eggless, without oven and without condensed milk. So let us start making it.
For the sponge, you will need 1.5 cup of maida or all-purpose flour, half a teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 cup of powdered sugar, half a cup of butter, 3/4 cup of yogurt, half a cup of milk, half a teaspoon of vanilla, lemon zest from 1 lemon, and lemon juice from 1 lemon. So let us start. In a mixing bowl, add in the butter and sugar. Beat this well. This looks good. I am going to add in the lemon juice, lemon zest, and the vanilla. Beat this for another minute. Now I am going to add in half of the yogurt and I am going to sift in half of the flour mixture. Beat this well. Now I am going to add in rest of the yogurt, the milk and the flour. Beat this well. Our cake batter is ready. Now we are going to bake this. So I have a 7-inch cake tin. I have greased it really well with some oil. Now I'm going to add the batter to it. Here I have an idli cooker which is being preheated from the past 10 minutes in medium to high flame. I have added about 2 cups of salt, a wire rack and a perforated plate to it. So I'm going to open it. You can use a normal pressure cooker or any pot with a lid. So now I'm going to place the cake batter into it. Now I'm going to close this. We are going to bake this at low to medium flame for about 35 to 40 minutes. If you are baking this in a traditional electric oven, bake this at 180 degrees for the same 35 to 40 minutes. While our cake is being baked, let's whip up some cream. Here I have about 1 liter of whipping cream, but for the recipe we are going to only use about 600 milliliters or so. So let's start whipping this. You can also use a normal hand whisk to whip this. I'm using this machine. Our cream has doubled in volume. Now I'm going to add in the icing sugar to it. You can also use normal powdered sugar. I have added about half a cup of powdered sugar to this. Now we are going to slowly start mixing it. Our whipping cream is ready and now we are going to refrigerate this until we are ready to use it. There is a quick tip for you. Whenever you have some extra whipping cream, you can always freeze it and use later on. For making the white forest, we are going to need some white chocolate. We get this white chocolate compound in the market. We are going to take that and we are going to peel this using a peeler. So our white chocolate flakes are now ready. I am going to keep this in the freezer for about 5 minutes. For finishing the cake, we have the chocolate flakes, whipped cream, cake, whole strawberries, sugar syrup made from 4 tablespoons of sugar and about 6 tablespoons of water. Just mix them together in a bowl. And some chopped strawberries. So let us start making the cake. I have kept a bowl below this plate so our turntable is ready. Now let's prepare our cake. Here I have the sponge that we prepared earlier. So let me open this. Our cake has come out gorgeous. Now we are going to cut this into 3 layers. So first mark where you want to cut. So I am going to make 3 layers out of it. Always use a big knife and cut in this motion. Carefully transfer the cake into the plate. So now I'm going to just touch the turntable with a little bit of cream. This cake is super soft and this has broken completely. So a broken cake can always be assembled. So with that, I'm going to assemble this cake. Smear a little bit of the sugar syrup. Instead of messing with the spatulas and stuff, today I'm going to use a piping bag to make the layers. So I'm going to pipe a layer of whipped cream here. Just flatten it out little bit. carefully place the second layer. The way it breaks tells how soft it is. Now I'm going to do the same and I'll be back. I have placed the third layer. Now I'm going to smear some of the sugar syrup again. As this cake is completely broken, we have to ice it really nicely and really carefully. I'm going to place a big dollop of the whipped cream and now we're going to spread it gently. This is going to be our crumb coat. Now on the sides. So our crumb coat is ready as this cake is completely broken from the insides. So now we have to keep this in the freezer for about 45 minutes to 1 hour. So I'll be back after 1 hour. So our crumb coat is set now. Now we are going to make the final icing. Add a dollop of icing into the cake. Now smooth it out. Now on the sides, take a dollop of the cream and place it like this. Hold the spatula like this and move. So now our cake is basically ready. Now we are going to give it a touch up. So wherever you see the cream is not spread nicely, you can adjust that area. So now I'm going to transfer the cake into the cake board. Loosen the cake from the plate and transfer it. Now gently remove the spatula. Now I'm going to decorate the cake with the white chocolate. Be generous with this. Now on the sides. Now I'm going to pipe some rosettes on the top as well as on the bottom. Now I'm going to place the strawberries on top. If you feel the center is empty, you can place some bigger flakes. I'm going to place a strawberry in the center. So our cake is ready and this is what is left for me now. So let me dig into it. The way the sponge broke tells how soft and moist the sponge is, and the cake is superbly delicious. Do make this and enjoy. You can check out my website cookingsugaring.in for the text recipe with print option. Do subscribe, it's free. Thank you.